I think that, you know, they estimate, like, attendance at the Rose Show and the parade and all, and I don't really know, but I think there have been times I've estimated, like, 40 or 50,000.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How many people
yeah,
live in Tyler?
Well, the population of Tyler is probably about 60,000. But the festival, it really, you know, and a lot of times they at least have state officials who come and stuff. And it's, they call it now the Texas Rose Festival. And I think they used to call it East Texas. But it's, they've had it for at least 30 years. Yeah. And it is real pretty. It's mainly a civic thing. And then, you know, to a lot of women, well, it's a big social event. And like, I enjoyed it as a kid going to the parade, you know, that, and then the coronation, they present the girls in these real pretty costumes, and they usually have a theme each year, and,
the girls are in the second year?
Yeah, they have to have some kind of little criteria set up to have some order to it, so they say, you know, the equivalent, you don't have to go to college, but the equivalent about that would be 1920, and then
if your sister's going to be queen this year, are you going to be in some sort of court? Or?
No. Now, when I was in college, I was not a queen, but I was in, you know, in the court, and I got sick halfway through the festival. I remember sitting at the tea on Friday afternoon out in the Rose Garden, and I had felt fine, and all of a sudden, I felt like I was going to faint, and I never felt that way in my life, and I said, Mother, I'm getting ready to faint. If you knew my mother, she said, oh, no, you're not. She just, you know, very positive thinker. I said, Mother, I've got to get out of here. And after that, I was just sick as a dog, and I was in school in New York, and I went back, and I couldn't find out what was wrong with me. I just felt horrible. I was dizzy, and just sick, really, and I got back, and I tried to go to class a day or two, and I started woozing out in class, and, you know, I remember the print just blurred in this book. Well, it turned out that I had mono.
I knew that.
Have you had it?
Yeah.
Well, I probably had had it, and then a night or two of a tight schedule, you know, and staying up really late and partying, and that sent me over the line. And I really felt bad about it, but I couldn't help it.
Yeah.
At least I got to be a part of it. It would have, you know, really been a mess. And,
did you come home then?
No, I just went to the hospital in New York.
That's
pretty bad. Practically in Harlem, too. It's Riverside Drive Hospital, but it was a good hospital. And I was there a solid week.
Mm.
And I asked for it. I just didn't get the rest I should. You know, and I couldn't, even at that age, I couldn't get away with that for very long,
yeah.
I found out. Then I had it again, a couple years later.
Mm.
And then that did it. I don't burn the candle like that anymore.
Did you find out the information about your family?
Yeah. This is all scribbly, so you really ought to write it down.
Well, just tell me what it is.
I will. Okay, now, well, I know the recorder's on. My husband does not want anything about himself or his parents in this. So if you don't mind.
Not even where they were born?
He said he just didn't want anything.
Okay.
There's some kind of principle with him, so
okay.
I have to respect that. If you don't mind.
No, it's okay.
Okay. But, all right, let's see. My mother's, my mother, you want to know where she was born? Hamburg, Arkansas. And then you have my dad,